Here come the bobbies. Carry on. Chin up, chin up. Belt up, don't be a juggins. Keep your hair on. Hey, you old sweat. You off you onion? Get over here, you cack-handed plonker. Once a year, the copper leaves his beat. In the sea, he pops his great big feet. Watch him walking on the golden sand, with the bathing beauty holding his big hand. On the pier, before the crowds arrive, he blows up his water wings and takes a dive. All the crabs and shrimps and winkles shout with all their might, "Steady, boys, here comes the copper! Good night!" Know the time, ask a policeman. If you want to know the time, ask a policeman. Well, that was a right bodge job. Sweet Fanny Adams, you want the pull? Brass monkeys.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Carolina Shout, the one and only podcast of its kind. My name is Ethan Uslan, and I play upon the old Joanna, which is Cockney rhyming slang for the old piano. And I give insightful commentary about the music I play on the old Joanna. And that tune I just regaled you with was an English hit march from 1899, called The Policeman's Holiday. I just love The Policeman's Holiday, and I have so much insightful commentary to share about it. You better hold out your insightful commentary baskets, because the insightful commentary is about to rain down like a monsoon. So first, I must point out that The Policeman's Holiday seems to fit into a broader English tradition of entertainment that gently mocks the police. There's that famous scene from The Pirates of Penzance where the bobbies sing a song and do a dainty dance, and it's funny. And when I went to England a few years ago, I took in a Shakespeare play at the Globe Theatre, and I saw Much Ado About Nothing, which had a significant scene with bumbling policemen of the Elizabethan age. So this kind of humor goes way back. It's an English thing, apparently. And at the last section of The Policeman's Holiday, you may have heard me sing, "If you want to know the time, ask a policeman." Well, that was a quote from a different English law enforcement mockery song called Ask a Policeman from 1890, which is 9 years before The Policeman's Holiday. So The Policeman's Holiday was a sequel policeman song. And why, of all songs in the world, did I just choose to play The Policeman's Holiday? Was it just an excuse so I could sing with my bad Cockney accent? No, that was just an added bonus. The reason I played The Policeman's Holiday was because it was included in the White Star Line repertoire. By that, I mean all the musicians who played for the White Star Line steamships had this number in their book. And the White Star Line is famous for one steamship in particular, the Titanic. So those unfortunate folks aboard the Titanic might have been dancing to The Policeman's Holiday at some point prior to the moment when the iceberg came and crashed the party. Or maybe they were dancing to this after the iceberg crashed the party, because supposedly the musicians kept on playing during the ship's final hours. Of course, the band was known to have played Near My God to Thee, but that would only have taken a few minutes, and they played for a couple hours. So maybe they played The Policeman's Holiday also, to keep things light. Who knows? But enough about The Policeman's Holiday. Let's continue with today's theme, the Titanic. I would like to play for you now something entitled The Wreck of the Titanic, a descriptive composition for piano solo by William Baltzell, published in 1912, only months after the event itself. In this piece, you will hear the Titanic story told through music, much like a silent movie. And the musical score has narrations written in, and I will go ahead and read those narrations as I play. And spoiler alert, the ship sinks, and the band plays Near My God to Thee as it goes down. When we get to that moment, my 8-year-old son Henry, who is a Titanic expert and also a flute player, he's going to join the performance, and he will play Nearer My God to Thee on the flute. You ready, Henry? All right, then. Echoes from the orchestra on the promenade deck. Every soul is happy. No one even dreams of danger. Full speed ahead. In the fields of ice. Titanic strikes an iceberg. The ship stops. Bells ring from the bridge. The foghorn sounds. Passengers are warned. The lifeboats are lowered. The captain orders, women and children first. Confusion. The ship is sinking. Lifeboats. The band, knee deep in water, plays their last prayer. The Titanic slowly sinks beneath the waves. The freezing survivors in lifeboats scan the ocean for assistance. Carpathia appears on the horizon. So that was The Wreck of the Titanic, composed only a few months after the ship went down. The flute solo was by my 8-year-old son, Henry. Henry, thank you for playing. It sounded great.
Welcome your.
Welcome your? What is that? Is it backwards day?
Yes, it's day backwards.
So I've been reading a bit about the final hours aboard the Titanic. In popular lore, it is believed that the band played Nearer My God to Thee. But according to one of the accounts from a survivor, the band actually played a piece called Songe d'Automne, or Dream of Autumn. And that is certainly possible because Dream of Autumn was included in the repertoire list of the White Star Line. So I'm going to go ahead and play Dream of Autumn for you next. This piece is forgotten today, but was a very popular waltz during the early 1910s. It was composed by Archibald Joyce, who is also pretty much forgotten today, but during his time, he was popular in the UK, and he was billed as the English Waltz King. The White Star Line, of course, was an English company, so the repertoire really represented English popular tastes, which explains the inclusion of the Policeman's Holiday as well. So now I'm going to play for you Archibald Joyce's Dream of Autumn, which was definitely played as the ship went down. And it's really quite amazing how the musicians kept on playing. I guess the idea was that they were trying to calm people down. And every single musician went down with the ship, and they're remembered as heroes. I guess by continuing to play, they minimized the panic and made people feel like everything was normal. I suppose if you're on the deck and you see the band's playing, you might think to yourself, oh, well, the band's playing, so things can't be that bad, right? And when you hear me play Dream of Autumn, you'll notice that it's quite sad. And if I was the one calling out the tunes with the band, I might have chosen Policeman's Holiday instead. Dream of Autumn's kind of a downer, no pun intended. But whatever you think of it, the band definitely played it. Here it is, Dream of Autumn by Archibald Joyce. Thank you. So that was Songe d'Automne, or Dream of Autumn, by the English waltz king Archibald Joyce. I'm glad I have this piece in my repertoire now. You never know when it will come in handy in case of an emergency. I've got time for one more Titanic number for you, and I have the repertoire list of the White Star Line right here. And there's so many titles that seem very intriguing that I'd like to play. There's the Red Pepper Rag. Maybe I could play that. Nah, too spicy. There's something here called the Mosquitoes Parade, which I've been itching to learn for a long time. But look at this one here. This sounds interesting. This is called Buffalo Bill's Farewell. Let's play that one. This is a number that was made famous by the Buffalo Bill Cody Wild West Show, which was perhaps the number one most famous and successful traveling show around the turn of the century. The Buffalo Bill Cody Show consisted of sharpshooters like Annie Oakley, and they had reenactments of cowboy Indian battles and stagecoach robberies and a lot of the cowboy skills demonstrations that was the precursor to the modern rodeo. And the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show also had a concert band, and the show was filled with live music. And this combination of music and spectacle was an international sensation. The Americans loved Buffalo Bill, the French loved Buffalo Bill, and the English loved Buffalo Bill. So that explains how a number from the Wild West Show got included in the White Star Line repertoire. Buffalo Bill's Farewell was composed by the show's bandmaster, William Sweeney, and this number was played at the end of the show as Buffalo Bill and his boys galloped away into the sunset, as the audience surely stood at their feet, clapping and waving goodbye after having seen the number one most successful entertainer of all time. This music is significantly peppier than Dream of Autumn, and if I were calling the shots, this is what I would have played as the ship was going down. Actually, I probably would have been trying to take apart the piano to see if I can make some kind of flotation device out of it. I don't know what I would have been doing. Here's Buffalo Bill's Farewell. Farewell, Buffalo Bill. Farewell, Titanic. Farewell, podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in, and please leave a rating on iTunes or Podbean or Overcast or Stitcher or whatever podcasting service you use. Spread the word. Spread the joy. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and tune in for the next episode, which is scheduled to drop on 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, 2018. As soon as that ball drops, you can get your Carolina Shout fix once again. Cape, let's do the credits. The Carolina Shout is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina at the humble home of Ethan and Kate Euslin. Ethan does the talking and the piano playing. Kate does the behind-the-scenes technical stuff and the editing. Thanks to my 8-year-old son, Henry, for playing Near My God to Thee. Or since it's Backwards Day, thank you, Henry, for playing Thee to God My Nearer as the Titanic went down. I mean up. And to my English listeners, I sincerely apologize for my Cockney accent, which might not be that great. Maybe it even sounds Australian. I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, okay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, boys. Steady, boys. Here comes the copper.